You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go. Hi, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is The Turtle and the Cranes. Once in a pond, there were two cranes and a turtle. They were all friends. The cranes often flew out and came back with interesting stories to tell. Hey, turtle! You wouldn't believe what we have seen today. What? You've got stories again? Responded the turtle. Yeah, remember? Last time we told you about the penguins and how they swim? The cranes asked cheerfully. The turtle rolled his eyes and said, Yeah. Well, today we saw a penguin who is afraid of water. The way it runs from the waves was hilarious. The crane continued. Right. With its short legs trying to run, ha ha ha. Joined the other crane. Oh, stop telling me nonsense, said the turtle impatiently. And the crane still went on. If only you could fly and you'll be able to see what we saw. I'm telling you, it was hilarious. Yeah, if only I could fly. The turtle grunted and dived into the pond, leaving the two cranes behind laughing. The turtle thought to himself, They know that I can't fly, and they still tell me stories. Why do they always like to brag? Although the turtle was jealous, deep down the stories from the cranes sparked immense interest in him. Just like that, the turtle and the cranes lived in harmony. However, the peaceful life did not last. It was broken by the drought. With little water left, many animals, including the crane and the turtle, had to quickly move to another place. But the turtle was not able to move quickly. Why? Yelled the turtle in frustration. We were living such a happy life. Why does the pond have to dry? Yeah, we have no control of the pond drying up. The two cranes comforted. But look on the bright side. We will have a new home. A fresh pond. The turtle tried its best to move, but the land continued to dry up. It was getting harder for the trio to reach their destination. As the turtle struggled, the cranes just couldn't bear to see their poor friend suffer. One crane thought of an idea and said to the other one, Hey, you see that stick over there? What if I hold on to one end and you hold on to the other end? And the turtle could hold on to the middle with his mouth. Then we will be able to fly together. Wonderful, exclaimed the other crane. I like that idea. What do you think, turtle? No, I'm just a turtle. Turtles don't fly. Come on, we must try it, persuaded the first crane. I said no. And no means no, insisted the turtle. Hey, remember how you used to say that you wished to fly? Said the second crane. Well, this is your chance. Yeah, joined the first crane. Come on, we'll help you. Your flying dreams will come true, and we'll be able to reach our destination quicker. The turtle thought for a while and said, Oh, all right. I'll give it a try. So the trio set off and flew high and far. Whilst they were flying, they went over a village. A child saw them and asked, Hey, look, what's that? Another child looked and said, Oh, I see two cranes flying together. Wait, what's that in the middle? It's a turtle!" exclaimed another child. Hearing this, the turtle began to wonder why the children were looking at him. A thought came into his mind. "Are the children laughing at me because I can't fly?" The more the turtle thought, the more embarrassed he became. Due to the excitement of the children, more and more people gathered to watch. Very quickly, the cranes and the turtle became a spectacle. With more sets of eyes on them, the turtle became more irritated. "Now they must be thinking that I'm very selfish, making my friends carry me." The angry thought made the turtle lose his temper, and he shouted, "Hey, stop looking at me and mind your own business." But as he spoke, he lost his grip on the pole and fell from the sky to his death. This story highlights that getting angry does not solve problems. Working hard to resolve a situation does. The turtle in the story was short-tempered and cared too much of what others think, even if what others think might not be true. Due to his anger, he lost his bonds with the cranes and even his own life. If the turtle had not screamed, he could have successfully moved to the new pond and lived a peaceful life. Sometimes when we have negative feelings like anger, embarrassment, and doubt, we tend to create thoughts that may hinder our work. Just like the turtle, who cared too much about what others thought of him. He eventually gave into madness. It's important to see yourself and believe in yourself. Then you won't be as sensitive towards what others think. After all, is the matter really worth your anger? Is it really that important to put in your last word? Even if you've won the argument, what is it that you've gained? Have you thought about the lost? Just as Venerable Master Xing Yun says, anger and hatred are the root of trouble. Gratitude and content are the source of happiness. Often we can be blinded by anger. And with anger, we create hatred. The more we feed into our anger, the more we lose sight of what is more important. We should be more content with what we've got and appreciate the kindness that we have received from others.
This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to us and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.